Radio.
If you look at our first reading this morning from the book of Exodus, from the book of Exodus, you'll see that from the day that Pharaoh's wife drew him out of the water, Moses led what you could only call a dramatic life. We may remember him from the 10 plagues, the 10 commandments, and the trip across the Red Sea. But God was at work in Moses' life from the day that he was born, training him for the future God had decided that he would follow. This wasn't your typical formal school training, but the training ground in life itself. Born to a Hebrew woman, but raised in Pharaoh's house, Moses was perfectly situated to confront Pharaoh as an equal and lead the Israelites to freedom. But Moses isn't the only one who God prepared for extraordinary work. Think about Ambrose, a well-off politician who, when converted, used his debating skills to defend the divinity of Christ and influenced a young guy called Augustine at that time. Or think about Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. He was an eager soldier, always ready for a fight, until he was wounded in battle. And as we know, as the story goes, as he lay in bed recovering, he found God. After his conversion, he dedicated his life to teaching people to fight the spiritual battle, not the physical ones. But it's not just the heroes and heroines of the faith that God has been training. He's been training you and I as well. Looking back, can you see how different events in your life have prepared you for the role that you're playing right now in your lives? Think also of the people in your life who have influenced you the most, who guided you and trained you, whether through their words or through their examples. Isn't it possible that God has used all of these people to prepare you for something extraordinary? So in prayer today, take a piece of paper and write down your different roles across the top. Maybe you're a parent. Maybe you work in a large university. Maybe you work in a small little radio station. Maybe you work in places that we don't even know. Don't forget roles like friends and co-workers. Now, under each role, start to list the experiences or relationships that have prepared you for those roles. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to see how he has been at work shaping your lives. Ask him to show you how he has filled each of these roles with his grace, so that we can be extraordinary and do extraordinary things, no matter how ordinary we think our lives might be. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to your ongoing training in our life. Amen.
Radio.org.au